I'm Mike Harding. You are very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. Welcome to listeners across the world, whether on the web or on the airwaves. Don't forget to go to the website where you'll find a complete archive. I think it's 84 programmes now, or is it 85? I'm not sure. But anyway, all the shows are up there, archived, for you to download and listen to 24/7 for the rest of your natural. Stick them on your iPad, your iPhone or whatever else. Also, you'll find links through to every artist's website that's ever appeared on this show. And you'll find loads of interesting details there. Details, for example, about this lot, one of the best English folk rock bands who began life as a Cayley band called the Oyster Cayley Band. Then they became the Oyster Band, and now they're simply called Oyster Band without the If it goes on much longer than this, they'll be called either Oyster or Band. Never mind. From the album English Folk Collection, here is their version of the traditional Cornish song, Howl and Toe. Well, that sudden ending had got nothing at all to do with me. That's just the way the track ends. Oyster Band there with Hallen Toe from the album English Folk Collection. Hallen Toe was a song sung at the Helston Furry Dance, which happens in May in Cornwall. And some people think it means heel and toe, in other words, referring to the way people danced. But in any case, it goes way, way back, and it's a traditional song that used to accompany the May rituals in that town. And I believe a variant of it is still sung to this day. Good stuff. Now, Ali Bain, who comes from the Shetland Island, as many of you will know, is an amazing fiddler, and he is without any doubt a genius. From his work with Tom Anderson and Peary Willie Johnson in the Shetland Isles, and then his work with Mike Wellens in the early days of the second wave of the folk revival, through to his work with Boys of the Lock, his work nowadays with Phil Cunningham, and of course the great Transatlantic Sessions, he's done some absolutely amazing stuff. And I'm going to play you a track now that Ali recorded when he came together with Ale Moller from the Scandinavian band Fylla Folket. Ale plays everything: jazz trumpet, bouzouki, mandola, accordion, flutes, shawm, dulcimer, harp, harmonica, you name it, he can play it. As I once said about the late Barry Halpern, he could get a tune out of a potato. Bruce Molsky, also playing with Ali, and Ale is an American fiddler, banjo player, guitarist and singer. He mostly performs old-timey music from the Appalachian region. Well, the three of them came together to make an album called Meeting Point, and from it, this is Boll Weevil and Yelling in the Shoats. I suggest that you might enjoy this.
I'll eat up all your cotton, sleep in your granary tonight.
Oh, great stuff. Boll Weevil and Yelling in the Shouts, recorded live. Ali Bain, Ail Moller and Bruce Molsky from the CD Meeting Point. Now, Niamh Parsons is one of my favourite Irish singers ever. She came over for the Costa del Folk Festival in Spain in March this year and was absolutely wonderful to see live. I've known her for a long, long time, ever since the old days of the Fla Nua in Ennis, County Clare, when she was still a young girl and I was working for the BBC over there and we met for the first time. And I was knocked out by her singing. Well, from her album In My Prime, here is Niamh, certainly in her prime, with Horo Johnny.
Horo Johnny, won't you come home soon? The winter is coming and I'm all alone. A candle is burning in my window, love, and the wild geese, they are going home. A young man's love is something to behold. First it burns and then it soon turns cold. He'll whisper in the moonlight and your hand he'll hold. Then you vanish with the morning dew. And it's Horo Johnny, won't you come home soon? The winter is coming and I'm all alone. The candle is burning in my window, love, and the wild geese, they are going home. He caught you by a meadow in the summer time, when first you love it is the sweetest time. He promised a golden ring and then one day he will vanish with the morning dew. Poor old Johnny, won't you come home soon? The winter is coming and I'm all alone. A candle is burning in my window, love, and the wild geese, they are going home. And I'm all alone. A candle is burning in my window, love, and the wild geese, they are going home. You'll be waiting for his footsteps in the lonely room. Listen by the window, he'll be coming soon. Your heart, it will be breaking by the early dawn, far he'll vanish with the morning dew. Poor old Johnny, won't you come home soon? The winter is coming and I'm all alone. A candle is burning in my window, love, and the wild geese, they are going home. So come all you young men who are in your prime. A young maiden's love is like the rarest wine. The first you taste it is the golden time, sweeter than the morning dew. Poor old Johnny, won't you come home soon? Winter is coming and I'm all alone. A candle is burning in my window, love, and the wild geese, they are going home. Poor old Johnny, won't you come home soon? Winter is coming and I'm all alone. A candle is burning in my window, love, and the wild geese, they are going home.
A lovely lift and a swing to that music and a beautiful, soulful yet laid-back feel to Niamh Parsons' voice in that song, Horo Johnny, from the album In My Prime. Now, I know absolutely nothing, zilch zero, about the next artist, John Hicks. I know he's a guitarist and he's a guitarist of incredible note. And all I've got is an album called Chasing the Bear. It tells me nothing at all about him. And I've been on the internet. I can find even less. But here he is playing a tune called The Mouth of the Tobique, one of my favourite tunes ever, written by an American Indian fiddler, a First Nations fiddler called Francis Sawish, who lived, I think, according to the notes, from 1910 to 1930. I know nothing else about him either, other than that he composed one of the greatest tunes ever. The Mouth of the Tobique. The Tobique, by the way, is the name of a river in Canada. I know, as I said, nothing else. Here's John Hicks. Definitely got his guitar tuned down to something there. That low string was well below E. That was John Hicks there with The Mouth of the Tobique from his album Chasing the Bear. And if any listener knows more about John Hicks than I do, please, well, I know nothing. So whatever you know about John Hicks, please email me via the website and let me know, because I'd love to know more about the guy. Now, two songs back-to-back here from two of the artists who are going to be at the Settle Folk Gathering in the Yorkshire Dales the first weekend in September. I'll be there for the 3 days, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be loads of sessions in the pubs. There's a little mini beer festival and there are two concerts and a ceilidh. The ceilidh on the Friday night and concerts on the Saturday night and the Sunday night. Well, the Saturday night concert features Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, and you're going to hear them singing The Nailmakers Strike Part 2 in a brief moment. But first of all, Bill Lloyd, who's one of the lads who's going to be helping out in the festival, is a great singer, songwriter, great musician, and a great mover and maker of things happening. He's a wonderful guy to have around at any festival, because he comes in his old camper van, puts his yurt up sometimes, and he just goes around doing stuff and gets everybody at it. He's terrific. So, before you hear Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, first of all, here's Bill Lloyd from his album Willie Ruby with a beautiful song called Moon on the Water. Thank you.
before dawn, and the moon shone like silver, flirting and dancing with the stars in the sky. And the fire burned up bright, and the music and laughter brought a smile to the lips and a tear to the eye. All moons are one moon, the earth spins beneath her. All fires are one fire, may the flame never die. And all songs are one song, ringing out through the ages. And love is a fountain that will never run dry. Beneath that bright moon, I danced with a stranger. Her song had beguiled me with its sweet, precious sound. And we were as close in that moment as lovers. I swear that our feet never once touched the ground. All moons are one moon, the earth spins beneath her. All fires are one fire, may the flame never die. And all songs are one song, ringing out through the ages. And love is a fountain that will never run dry. We walked, she and I, to the mirror, smooth lakeside. Few words were spoken, nor was there the need. For the moon on the water was our sole conversation, played without words between my love and me. All moons are one moon, the earth spins beneath her. All fires are one fire, may the flame never die. And all songs are one song, ringing out through the ages. And love is a fountain that will never run dry.
For your rights, my brothers. my sisters. Yeah.
You nail makers remember well the strike of which this tale I tell. How hungry and cold we were that day. To Bromsgrove Town we made our way.
Fight for your rights, my brothers. Yeah.
Us Mayforgers, miserable souls, will not forget the giver of calls. Nail masters are hard hearts and fires. The way we took was 13 miles.
Fight for your rights, my brothers. Yeah. My sisters. Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could see the nail dealers draw such a load as did we poor nailers, to feel such punishment, such smarts, that it may melt their hard, hard hearts.
The Nailmakers Strike Part 2. Philip Henry and Hannah Martin from the album Mind. Before that, you had Bill Lloyd from his album Woolly Ruby with Moon on the Water. Just two of the artists, or I should say, two of the groups stroke artists that are going to be at Settle Folk Gathering in the first weekend in September. Details are easy to find. You can go to the website, that's www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and go to the festival's listing page, and it'll be in there. Or you can just Google Settle Music, and that will take you through to the music shop in Settle, and there's a link straight through there to the Folk Gathering website itself. Now, Craig Road, who I played a couple of weeks back, are an Irish quartet, terrific musicians, who come mostly, I think, from the Clare area. Certainly they're all living there now. They make some absolutely fantastic music, and I'm going to play you a track of theirs in a couple of weeks' time, because what I want to do now is play you a track from Noreen Lynch's album. She's the lead singer in the group Craig Road, and her album Echo Tones, I think, is just absolutely superb. I did play a track from it way, way back, and I want to play another track now because I think this girl has just got one of the most amazing voices, and I think she sings like she really means it. She really does. Great singer, great voice. From the album Echo Tones, this is Noreen Lynch with Bold Doherty.
Me name is Baldaherty from the North Country, where there's a still upon every stream. Landlady, be quicker and bring us some more liquor and fill us a pitcher that's sweeter than cream. If I had you, Molly, both pleasant and jolly, although it's a folly to ask you at all. And if I had a glass with a mile to the bottom, well, I'd drink to your Molly beside Donegal. Fal-da-dum-da, fal-da-dum-da-da-dee, fal-da-dum-da-da-dee, fal-da-dum-dee. I'd a grand pair of boots I brought home from the market. I wanted an excuse to go into the town. So I told me old mother the same's they were lakin'. I needed some rivets to rivet them round. She covered me fist with a bright silver shillin' and said, the remainder it will be your own. And if you go to town, you may take a full naggin', but beware and bring none of your fancibles home. Fal-da-dum-da, fal-da-dum-da-da-dee, fal-da-dum-da-da-dee, fal-da-dum-dee. I was crossing the hills of me brave and a skillin'. I went into an alehouse for to take a dram. And there I saw two tinkers dividing their saucepans, although they were arguing about a tin can. And one of them then drew a clout on the other and said, me old villain, I will take your life. For your saucepans are leaking, they won't all know other, since ever Baldaherty's bought to your wife. Fal-da-dum-da, was bolted, so I knocked up me mother for to let me in. Begun from this door were the words she didn't mention, for inside this house you will not enter in. And you may go back to wherever you came from, for to refuse you I'm sure it's no sin. Was a Siamese woman, you might hold your temper, for I can get lodgings with Nora Maglin. Fal-da-dum-da, fal-da-dum-da-da-dee, fal-da-dum-da-da-dee, fal-da-dum-dee, fal-da-dum-da, fal-da-dum-da-da-dee, fal-da-dum-da-da-dee, fal-da-dum-dee.
That's great stuff. I love it. Bold Doherty there, Noreen Lynch. And if I forget in the next couple of weeks to play another Craig Road track, do give me a nudge. I'll try my best not to forget, because they're a great band. That album, Echo Tones, by the way, of Noreen Lynch's, is terrific. I really love it. Now, Steve Phillips is a great blues guitarist, and he also makes metal resonator Dobro style, national style guitars. Those are those steel looking guitars that Mark Knopfler plays on occasion. He lives in Robin Hood's Bay, and he's been a member of the Notting Hillbillies for ever so long. Core members of the band are the aforementioned Mark Knopfler, and Brendan Croker. Together, the three of them make, I think, an absolutely great sound. From the album Missing, Presumed Having a Good Time, here's the Notting Hill Billies with Railroad Work Song. lovely mellow feel to that. Great stuff. That was the Railroad Work Song from the Notting Hillbillies album, Missing, Presumed Having a Good Time. If you can hear a bit of background noise, by the way, that is a sudden hailstorm that is pelting the roof of the studio here in the Yorkshire Dales. Just to explain to people listening on the airwaves in Canada and in Ireland and maybe a few other places too, that this all takes place, this whole show, programme, whatever, in a tiny stone shed in the back of the house in the Yorkshire Dales. I come in here with a cup of tea and I sit here with a load of CDs and just put together a show. Ooh, listen to that rain. I'm not going out for a while. Now, here's two songs about cats. In a few moments, you'll hear a lovely, funny song from the late and great Hamish Imlach called The Dundee Cat, which is a song working, I suppose, of an old joke. But before that, you're going to hear O'Hooley and Tito from their album The Fragile, with a song about the place where all pussycats go to when they die. According to folklore, the heaven that cats go to is called Summerlands. And this is O'Hooley and Tito with their lovely tribute to a cat called Maggie. It's called Maggie in the Summerlands. Ooh, that rain's getting worse.
An attic room in Dundee too, a poor old woman spread the tale of doom. She lived 50 years in a wee top flat, nay other company but her old tomcat. And I hope so, say so, 50 years in a wee top flat, poor old woman. One night by the fire she felt guy glum, when what day you think came down her lum? Your fairy godmother, have no fear, take her on three wishes they've sent me here. And I hope so, say so, I'm your fairy godmother, have no fear. Poor old woman. The old woman looked down at her empty purse. I could always use some cash, of course. The fairy waved her wand around. Lying on the flare was a 1,000 pound. And And I hope so, say so, the fairy waved her wand around. Poor old woman. Now a lovely face, a figure divine, for just one night I wish they were mine. The fairy says, well, I'll have a go. Made her look like Biddy Bardot. And I hope so, say so, the fairy says I'll have a go. Poor old woman. This lovely girl by the fire she sat, turned her attention to her old tomcat. It's my only love, so here's my plan. Tonight make him my handsome man. And I hope so, say so, he's my only love, so here's my plan. Poor old woman. This handsome man to the last drew near. He whispered softly in her ear, the night is young, but you'll regret the day you sent me to the vet. And I hope so, say so, the night is young, but you'll regret. Poor old woman.
The late and great Hamish Imlach there, with the Dundee Cat from his album Cod Liver Oil and Orange Juice, the Transatlantic Anthology. And before that, you heard Maggie in the Summerlands from O'Hooley and Tito's album The Fragile, a song about the pussycat heaven where all cats go to, all good cats go to when they die. Now, time for a classic from Paul Brady and Andy Irvine, Mary and the Soldier. This is a fabulous, fabulous version with Kevin Burke on fiddle and Donald Lunny on bouzouki.
Come all you lads of fiery nine, that would hear of a fair young maiden, and she rode out of a summer's day, for to view the soldiers parading. They marched so bold and they looked so gay, the colours flying and the bands did play, and it caused young Mary for to say, I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. She viewed the soldiers on parade, and as they stood at their leisure, and Mary to herself did say, at last I found my treasure. But oh, how cruel my parents must be, to banish me down so far from thee. Well, I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, my wild undaunted soldier. Mary dear, your parents love, I pray don't be unruly, for when you're in a foreign land, believe me, you'll rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall from a shot from an angry cannonball, and you so far from your daddy's hall, be advised by a gallant soldier. Guineas in right gold, likewise a heart that's bolder, and I'll leave them all and I'll go with you, me bold undaunted soldier. So don't say no, but let me go, and I will face the daring foe, and we'll march together to and fro, and I'll wed you, me gallant soldier. when he saw her loyalty. And Mary, so true-hearted, he said, me darling, married we'll be. And nothing but death will part us. And when we're in a foreign land, I'll guard you, darling, with my right hand, in hopes that God might stand a friend to Mary and her gallant soldier.
Mary and the Soldier, Paul Brady and Andy Irvine there, from the album simply called Paul Brady and Andy Irvine. There's a great version of that song also, by the way, done by Eddie Reader. I must dig that out and play it for you sometime. The rain is not abating, by the way, and while that track was playing, I just glimpsed out of the window and I noticed a bloke at the end of the village is actually knocking planks together and making an ark. But I'm going to stay here in the shed and soldier on. Now, I've been meaning to play this track for a long, long while now. I want you to listen in particular to the second tune, which is called The Silver Spire. The B part of the tune starts in the low G when I play it on the mandolin, and it runs right through to the top string. I think it's the G or the A on the top string. And here you've got Brendan Power playing it on the harmonica in a brilliant and easeful and confident track. It's absolutely wonderful playing with the great Moira Nahasi playing an accompanying piano that is not at all clunky. It's beautiful and understated. This is one of my favourite pieces of Irish traditional music ever. From the album New Irish Harmonica, here's Brendan Power with Drag Her Around the Road, The Silver Spire and The Congress Reel. And like I say, just keep your ears cocked for the second tune and the second part of it, and hear how he moves from right way down in the bass register right to the top. Great stuff. Thank you. Beautiful. The album is New Irish Harmonica. That was Brendan Power with Drag Around the Road, The Silver Spire and The Congress Reel. Classic stuff. There's a great video, by the way, of Brendan playing along with Tim Eady and Lucy Randall, who's a wonderful percussionist. It's from the programme Later with Jules Holland. It's on YouTube. Well worth looking out. That's Later with Jules Holland, Brendan Power, Tim Eady and Lucy Randall. Brilliant. Now, also on at Settle Folk Gathering on the first weekend in September are Nancy Kerr and James Fagan, one of the great duos of English folk music. From their album Strands of Gold, this is their version of the Ewan McColl song 30 Foot Trailer.
Ways are changing, you cannot deny, for the day of the Roman is over. There's nowhere to go and there's nowhere to bide, so farewell to the life of the rover. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. You've got to move fast to keep up with the times, for these days a man cannot wander. There's a bylaw to say you must be on your way, and another to say you can't wander. To the cant and the travelling tongue, farewell to the Romany talking, the buying, the selling, the old fortune telling, the knock on the door and the hawking. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Farewell to the besoms of heather and broom, farewell to the creel and the basket. For the folks of today, they would far sooner pay for a thing that's been made out of plastic. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. And soon they'll be gone, for progress is a big factor. It's sent to afflict us, and when they evict us, they'll tow us away with a tractor. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Farewell to the pony, the cob and the mare, for the reins and the harness are idle. You don't need a strap when you're breaking up scraps, so farewell to the bit and the bridle. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Farewell to the field. where we've sweated and toiled, a pulling and shoring and lifting. They'll soon have machines and they're travelling, queens and their menfolk will have to be shifting. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. Goodbye to the 30-foot trailer. Goodbye to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man. And goodbye to the 30-foot trailer.
Nancy Kerr and James Fagan from the album Strands of Gold with the Ewan McCall song 30 Foot Trailer. If you want to know any more about that song, then do go and look at the Topic website, Topic Records, and you'll find a link through there to the radio ballads. That song comes from a radio ballad called The Travelling People. Ewan McCall, as many of you will know, worked with his partner Peggy Seeger and radio producer Charles Parker to make a series of radio programmes which used the common speech of the ordinary people, the working people, to reflect and, if you like, to celebrate their lives. Trawlermen were celebrated in singing the fishing, and the travelling people, the gypsies and travellers of these islands, were celebrated in the travelling people. It was the first time ever that the BBC had used the language and the voices of ordinary people, and it was a wonderful, wonderful prize-winning series, and it is actually a milestone in radio history. Well worth checking out, and they're all available on Topic Records, which this year celebrates its 75th anniversary. And sometime later in the year, I'm going to do a programme, a special 1.5-hour programme dedicated purely to Topic Records and their 75 years of great music. Now, I played Neve Parsons at the front of the programme, and Neve, when she sings unaccompanied, proves amazingly the great power of the human voice, the best instrument we've ever had. I'm going to play you a track now from a lad called Ed Rennie from his album Narrative, and it's his version of Green Grow the Laurels. He's got a lovely, light tenor voice, and I think he just sings all his songs absolutely beautifully. But let's see what you think. Here's Ed Rennie, Green Grow the Laurels.
I once had a sweetheart, but now I have none. He's gone and he's left me to weep and to mourn. Why, he's gone and he's left me to weep and to mourn. So we'll change the green laurels to the violets so blue. He wrote me a letter all rosy and lined, so I wrote him another all twisted and twined, saying, keep your love letters and I will keep mine. You write to your sweetheart and I'll write to mine. He passes my window both early and late, and the looks that he gives me would make my heart break. And the looks that he gives me would make my heart break. So we'll change the green laurels to the violets so blue. Green grow the laurels and sweet falls the dew. Sorry was I when I parted from you. And I hope when we next meet, we both will prove true, and we'll change the green laurels to the violets so blue.
Ed Rennie there with Green Grow the Laurels from his album Narrative on that great little Fellsite label, one of the great labels of the world. They do an amazing job for the folk world. I've just remembered that there is a piece of folklore which says that the reason why Mexicans call non-Mexicans gringos is that the Irish battalion that went over, the San Patricio battalion that went into Mexico and fought with the Mexicans against the Texans at places like the Alamo, the Irish lads used to sing that song, Green Grow the Laurels, and the Mexicans hearing it thought it was Gringo the Laurels, and hence they called them gringos. I don't know how true that is, but I think it's a nice story, and if it's not true, it should be. Well, I've just got time for one more piece of music. I'm going to finish with a lovely bit of old-timey music from the Burley Works. The Burley Works are no longer with us, but in their time it was Sarah Allen on flute, whistle and accordion, amazing musician, Matty Fox on hammered dulcimer, percussion and vocals, Chris Thompson, banjo vocals, Keith Moore on tuba, Richard Avison on trombone, Alison Jones on fiddle and Paul Cookham on drums. They were absolutely amazing. I love the sound of the hammer dulcimer and the brass and the way they all combined. And they were such fantastic musicians. Well, from the album The Best of the Burley Works, here they are with Old Joe Clark.
Cabbage patch and tore up all his rye.
Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown.
Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town, let's go.
Gave me 49.
Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. You.
Well, I went down old Joe Clark's, get me a glass of gin. He pulled me up for whipping his horse and give me hell again.
Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town.
All right. You, pump it up, pump it up.
I don't give a damn for old Joe Clark, and I'll tell you the reason why. He blows his nose in old cornbread and calls it chicken pie.
Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this old town.
Walk Joe Clark into my house, that low down filthy pup. He run the bulldog under the fence and drunk my liquor up.
Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town.
Well,
the hell. She made the weather ball and chain, made my ankles swell. Walk, jump, 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 goodbye, Billy Brown. Walk, jump, 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 I'm gonna leave this town. Even if it means walking. I don't mind walking, even if it looks like rain. I don't mind walking, I've got to hear it too. Don't mind walking, even if it looks like rain.
There you go, fading into the distance. The Best of the Burley Works is the name of the album that was the Burley Works with Old Joe Clark. Well, the rain has abated. Silence rules one more. Well, I just looked out of the shed window. Fella's gone past in a canoe, and there are two carp on the windowsill staring in at me. Thanks ever so much for listening. I'm going to be back next week with more of the good stuff. I'm Mike Harding. Remember to spread the word as much as you can, you people out there. We've already hit 1.25 million people, would you believe, in the last 12 months, which is absolutely great stuff. So let's keep at it. So spread the word, keep the faith, and look after yourselves, because it's a strange old world out there, getting stranger every day. Ta-ra.